Hello and welcome to the First and Ten Trade Deadline Special. I'm Ollie, once again joined by Dave. Dave, special episode. You excited?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the trade deadline's become a bit of a bigger thing these last couple of years, doesn't it? In the NFL, I think teams are more inclined to just trade away. You know, if they're going to lose a player at the end of the season, then why not get something for them now? I know, like, you know, we have trade com sorry, pick compensations and stuff like that, but I think you get a year earlier if you trade now. I think we will see a few of those players move. I feel like there's some big names that could move this year. I think we've got some teams that are probably out of the running already that have got some big names and, you know, maybe a little bit older players and some teams at the top that need something to take them over the edge. So, yeah, I'm quite excited for these next few days. Nothing will happen now, but, you know, I think last year we got the McCaffrey one, didn't we, right at the end? And, you know, I've had a couple of others in the last couple of years that have been pretty fun. So, yeah, hopefully some big news in the next few days.
Yeah, and I mean anything on the level of the McCaffrey trade would be very exciting. It's
Yeah.
we have had previously in one of the other episodes earlier in the season, Miles floated out the possibility of Kirk Cousins being traded to the Jets. Doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point, but I don't know. Maybe it does sort of feel like now that Rodgers is sort of he's throwing the ball, but like you know. Is not exactly close to returning, but it does sort of feel like now we've seen those signs of progress
Yeah.
that the Jets are just going to sort of try and ride it out, hope he comes back soon enough for them to not be out of the running.
Yeah. And yeah, I think the Jets are definitely not a team that are going to be in the running to be taking on players really to sort of make a run at it, are they? I think they're going more the other way for the rest of this year before potentially Rodgers comes back for the start of next year. But who knows? Maybe we'll have some Cousins talk coming up.
Oh, very interesting teaser.
You know.
So we'll start off with. So we've got a couple of lists that we're just going to sort of have a little bit of chat about who we think is going to get traded. Might be a bit out there, but you know, at the end
Yeah.
of the day, it's all just speculation. So Dave, we'll start with you. Who's your first name you've got going to get
Well,
traded?
I'll be honest. Some of these, not necessarily most likely. Some of them I did. I was just trying to do ones that would be quite fun. You know, on the whole, you'll
Have a
see
bit
you'll
of fun
think
with
most
it.
of mine. Yeah, some bad teams with some good players, then players being moved to good teams that, you know, make the playoffs more fun and make the running more fun. So I'll start with Derrick Henry. All the chat around him at the moment is the Ravens, but I've got him going to the Bills. I know Cook's been pretty good there, but I still think he's sort of not amazing. And I think as a 1-2, they'd be incredible. I think it's quite a lot of fun, but I think it is realistic. I think the Bills are the sort of team that we've seen in the past. You know, they tried to make a move for AJ Brown. They made, sorry, not AJ Brown, Antonio Brown. You know, before he was this current version of Antonio Brown. You know, we sort of make big trades for Stephon Diggs. They are the sort of team that will make a move. And I do think they are maybe a little bit short on offense. So, yeah, I think it'll be a fantastic weapon for them in January in Buffalo, wouldn't it? You know, Derrick Henry in the cold up there would be incredible. Takes a little bit of the pressure off Allen as well. You know, could free him up, but yeah, I think this would be a real fun one. Derrick Henry to the Bills, and I think makes like actually some sense. But yeah, I do wonder if Cook sort of emerging might put a damper on that, and then you know maybe he does just end up at the Ravens. Also, I think you said it even on the last podcast, and maybe it's before we started chatting here that you know Derrick Henry has been linked with teams for about 4 years now. It's every year he's sort of linked with a trade away and it doesn't happen, and maybe it's just more of the same. But it feels like now might be the time. You know, he's getting on in age. The Titans are at a very different place to what they've been through sort of most of the rest of his time there. And maybe they could look to move him on because they could still get some decent value. I don't know what the value would be. Maybe a second, maybe a third. I don't know how much I get for him, but you know, in the position they are, I'm not sure Derrick Henry's really doing too much. And Spears sort of emerging as a decent running back definitely gives them a chance to move on from Henry and get something back and sort of start the rebuild there.
Well, it's interesting with Henry because he's had those couple of injuries and he keeps going on. And you'd think, especially as a running back, he'd be towards the end of his career by now. And I think that might be partly why teams are sort of hesitant to pull the trigger, because you'd think, oh, well, he's definitely going to help a team, you know. But it is that thing with the running backs. They, no one wants to commit to them at all because they're so scared of the injuries. And I think with Henry in particular, he is the sort of outlier in that sense. He does seem to keep producing no matter how old he gets, no matter how many injuries. And maybe it's just that thing of being absolutely massive and he can still take those hits. And, you know, players are still bouncing off him. So there's definitely still the juice there. I do think with the Bills, as you said, James Cook might be the only issue there. I'd be very surprised, given how pass heavy the Bills have been over the last few years, for them to go and have two premium backs would be a little bit surprising for me. I think you mentioned the Ravens; they could be an option. Ross, fellow co-host, has mentioned the Browns as an opportunity. What do you reckon for the Browns? Do you think they're an option?
Like we said with Cook, I don't know whether the Browns, if it was a little bit like Aaron Rodgers, like, are they really going to invest, like the Jets, are they really going to invest in a quarterback? Are the Browns really going to invest in a running back with Nick Chubb sort of on the books and likely to be come back next year? You know, like, are they going to be the sort of team to invest in? I just don't really see the Browns as that sort of team personally, but I think they're sort of going to be fine with Kareem Hunt and Ford and whatever they've got there. You know, maybe, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they're in the running for another running back, but maybe not like a Derrick Henry level running back, you know, someone a bit lower down the pecking order in terms of running back, sort of a very much a 1 year sort of deal. But yeah, I think Henry could be on the move. Where that ends up is very interesting because he's getting very close to 30 now, I think, isn't he? He's not far away, and, you know, very old for a running back now. As you said, that might put some teams off, but he could be the difference. Say he turns up on the Bills next week. I think all of a sudden we feel very differently about that Bills team. You know, it feels like they're going to have another dimension, and I think that'd be pretty big for them to have it. And the Ravens as well. I think both of those teams could do with... I think them two teams are much more likely than the Browns, personally.
Yeah, the Ravens, I could definitely see, especially with, you know, J.K. Dobbins, that he's just, feels like his whole career has been marred with injuries, unfortunately. And Henry would be a significant upgrade on what they've currently got a running back. I mean, that idea of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in that same offense is terrifying. But yeah, it's just it would be very fun to see, and it's just, you know, and even in Buffalo as well, you know, that would also be pretty terrifying. Is Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, James Cook in the same backfield? But yes, it'd be interesting to see if he does end up going. It's one of those, you know, feels like a bit like the boy who cried wolf. We hear about him; he's apparently going to be traded every year, and never really happens. So, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. Personally, my one does also involve the Bills. It's Mike Evans. So,
oh, I like that one.
It's one of those where Mike Evans has been sort of rumored for a trade for a while. I remember there's quite a lot of hype around the Giants at the start of the season before we knew how bad we were. There were quite a few Giants fans who were quite excited by idea of possibly training for Mike Evans. I definitely don't think the Giants are trading for him now. There's no way you're giving up draft picks in the current state we're in. But I could definitely see him going to the Bills. I don't know how high a pick you get. I could see it being like a fifth, to be honest. I know he's like a great player, but it's just one of those, like, it's the end of the contract, he's a bit old. And you see quite a few times, like, obviously Amari Cooper is the one that sticks out to me, where you don't see the value that you might expect for that kind of player. And it's just a thing of the contract and the age and all of that kind of stuff. But I definitely think the Bills could, and it's like you said, the Bills they feel like they're not quite there. They need something, because they're so up and down at the moment. They need something to really establish themselves. And I think Mike Evans alongside Stephon Diggs might be that. I don't know. What do you think about that, Dave?
I really like that one. As you said, they're so up and down, but what I think Mike Evans is maybe the most consistent receiver in the league. You know, basically since he's been in the league, he's so reliable. And I think someone like that for Josh Allen would be so valuable. Yeah, I hadn't even really thought about Mike Evans moving, but that would be a great move, I think. And I think very, very realistic. I guess the only problem is if the Bucks think that they are a playoff team potentially, if they win this week and they think they can win the South, that might put a jinx on it, or a jinx or whatever, you know, it might put a stop on that. But they're not going to win the Super Bowl, the Bucks. They should try and get whatever they can back for Evans. I don't know what they would get, but maybe a third, something like that. I don't know. But I think it'd be worth it for whoever could sign him. He's because he could be the difference, I think, Mike Evans.
Well, that's the thing. So I was just looking at Amari Cooper, and like obviously the Cowboys were only able to get a fifth for him. So that was kind of where I was drawing that from. But yeah, it's just, you know, it does feel like, I mean, it's weird to say the Bills offense needs help. Because you see them score 40 points against the Raiders, and you're like, oh, okay, how does this team need help exactly? And then, of course, you see them stutter like last week. I just, there's just, I don't know, maybe it's not the offense. Obviously, the defensive backs as well. Another one I had for the Bills was Adoree Jackson from the Giants, maybe. Yes. It seems like the Giants are relatively happy with their rookie cornerbacks. They're playing them quite a bit. Adoree Jackson's a good defensive back. He's, you know, been solid. I think he's probably, he's definitely the best corner in the Giants. I mean, no question. Probably the best player in that secondary. And yeah, I think obviously you had the Tre'Davious White injury, brutal. And I think he would do a decent job of covering for that. It feels like we're only talking about the Bills at the moment, but what do you reckon he would add to that defense?
Yeah, I think the defense is obviously great, but say with those injuries, they definitely could do with something there. So, I think the reason we're talking about the Bills a lot is because they feel like a team that is both really good and flawed. I think that I'd be surprised if they're not one of the teams that is sort of fairly active in the coming days. That would make a lot of sense again. I think there'd be a couple of good moves that are probably quite realistic as well for the Bills that would perhaps take them on up to another level. I think the thing for the Bills is probably raising the floor, isn't it? You know, like the ceiling is great as it is, but I think sort of raising the floor from where it is to some of these awful games instead of them, take them out of the equation a little bit more, I think is massive for the Bills.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's, you know, Josh Allen can absolutely win you a game. It's just, what are you going to do when he isn't doing that? And, you know, you've just got to make sure all your bases are covered. And I think for a team like the Bills, they've come too close too many times now. And there's a part of me that thinks, oh, well, if they do go all in, it's just going to crash and burn even harder. But I think you've got to commit to this team. And it's, you know, you're not going to get too many windows like this where you've got this team that is a Super Bowl contender every single year. And, you know, when you've got those injuries, you've got to cover that and make sure you're giving yourself every chance you can whilst your window is still open. And I know Joe Burrow, for example, likes to say his window is his whole career, but it's not necessarily the case. You know, Josh Allen in particular, he runs the ball a lot. Who knows to say, you know, who's to say he doesn't get injured at some point? And all of a sudden that spills playoff hopes dead. It's just, you've just got to build around it, give yourself the best chance whilst you can. So Dave, who's the next name on your list?
Well, we're stuck with the Bills for a bit. I'm going to stick with the Titans. I feel like they're a team. We've already seen them sell Byard. In my scenario, we've seen them sell Henry as well. But it feels like Henry is definitely on the block. And if they're selling those players, then I'd be surprised if they're looking, not trying to offload DeAndre Hopkins as well. And I think if I'm any of the big teams, I'd be interested in him personally. I think he's so reliable. He's never really been built on speed, has he? He's still got incredible hands. And for me, a very, very fun one is DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs. They've lacked something at wide receiver, even though they've been playing pretty well. You know, Rice has sort of emerged, but they're still sort of lacking something there. And I think for someone, not necessarily cash, but on what it would take to get DeAndre Hopkins in a trade, I don't think it costs that much. And I think he would really add another element to the Chiefs. You know, him and Kelce, former Mahomes, would be unbelievable, really, wouldn't it? Two of the most reliable pass catchers in the entire game. This was probably a more fun one rather than a more realistic one, because I'm not sure the Chiefs would do this. Well, I think they would, but it sort of depends how it plays out. But I think if the Titans are going in the tank, then Hopkins is very much a candidate to be moved on. But I think the Chiefs are someone that I think we could see add a wide receiver. And it would make sense to me to go for someone a bit more of a veteran, because they've got a lot of younger players there that, you know, haven't necessarily worked out that well or not necessarily the most reliable. So going for a veteran like DeAndre Hopkins, who, you know, I think you would really feel fine relying on in crunch time, could be massive for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it does kind of make me think back to the offseason where Hopkins made his list of demands for the team that he was going to play for. And then he disappointed all of us by going to the Titans and taking the money. It would definitely be exciting to see him on a good team. I think, like you say, he has still got that ability, because that was always the thing with Hopkins, was his hands was his probably his best attribute. And you're never going to lose that. Like, obviously, you know, Julio Jones couldn't be as physical as he used to be. Speed guys lose their speed. DeSean Jackson, that's his name. I was going to say, even he didn't really lose it, to be fair, but...
It feels like Hopkins could be a bit of a Larry Fitzgerald who sort of goes on a while, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He's like, he's still putting up good performances. He took a while to get used to the Titans. I think that might be the one concern. If you are a team who wants to win now, how long is it going to take him to adjust? But I don't know, maybe that would work out for the Chiefs, and it would definitely be fun to see him and Mahomes, absolutely. Have you got another one for us, Dave?
Yeah, so I've got a couple that are more realistic, and then I've got a couple that are like definitely not going to happen, but I'll stick with the slightly more realistic ones. Do you want one that will make you sad, or one that will sort of maybe, well, actually, they might both make you sad, but one that will really make you sad, and then one that will make you sad a little bit.
Should we build in happiness towards the end of the episode? I think end on a gradually lighter note.
So we'll go for Saquon Barkley now, then, shall we?
I've got
Saquon Barkley to the Rams. The Rams, one of the teams to be rumored to have been in for Jonathan Taylor, so definitely a position they've been looking at. You know, had some injuries now as well. Trade away Cam Akers. It didn't work out with Taylor, but I feel like going for someone like Barkley is going to be a massive, massive upgrade for that offense. They're not necessarily a top contender, but I think you just need to make it in, especially in that NFC. I think if you can make it in, we've seen that Barkley can carry a team. The Rams don't necessarily need him to do that, but, you know, come the playoffs. We saw it when they got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff that year. It was sort of a lot about the run game, and I think that, you know, McVay's pretty comfortable with that sort of style, and I think Barkley is someone that could be traded. The Giants wouldn't commit last year. Maybe they just take the opportunity now to get some picks back and get them a bit sooner. I think that's the thing with these players that have contracts run out. It's just about getting the picks sooner, I think, if you train them now. You will get the picks eventually, but I think Barkley would be so good in that offense. And, you know, he wouldn't have to be the guy sort of like he was with the Giants last year, but I think he can be that. And I think we spoke a little bit and said maybe it's the, you know, the health issues with him. He does seem to pick up a lot of little niggles here and there, doesn't he, and stuff. But, you know, I think this would be a very fun one for anyone that's not a Giants fan, probably. But it's, yeah, I feel like this is one that could happen, potentially. Not necessarily the Rams. I think Saquon could be moved in the next few days. I think he's definitely one of the big names out there that, you know, things add up. You know, when I was looking at these, you're sort of looking for players that contracts are running out or they're on a bad team that maybe are going to be more inclined to tank and things like that. And I feel like the Giants are, I feel like he ticks a lot of boxes in terms of getting traded. And yeah, to the Rams would be quite fun, I think. You know, we've seen them willing to make big moves in the past. And I think they could potentially make one again.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing is, I think in terms of his current situation with the team, it would absolutely make sense to get traded. My only doubt is, we sort of discussed it a little bit on the preview, that I don't think the market is there for running backs. I personally rate Austin Ekeler a bit higher than you do, and yeah. I think he's in that conversation with Saquon. And, you know, there was zero market for Austin Ekeler. Maybe there's a bit of interest in Saquon. I don't know if the Giants are going to get what they would want for him. And it's just one of them, you know, are the Rams going to commit to him? I would be kind of surprised if they did, to be honest.
They've done it before. You know, they did it before with Gurley, didn't they? And, you know, we've seen it before, but maybe that's why they wouldn't, because it didn't work out. But yeah, they're, yeah, I do see your point.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, it's just, it's a struggle to see what the value is and know what that would be. But absolutely, the Rams do absolutely hate draft picks. So on that basis, then you could absolutely see it happening.
I can just see him in that uniform, you know. I can just see him.
Yeah.
See him playing on that team.
It would just make me, it would feel like a lot like the Odell Beckham trade, which made me sad. And it still is sad to look back on, because although Dexter Lawrence has been much considerably more productive than Odell Beckham, I still feel like I would have had a lot more fun if he had stayed on the team and we didn't have Dexter Lawrence. I don't know. It's like Dexter Lawrence has been good, but like he hasn't led us to the playoffs or anything. We won our first playoff game last year. What am I complaining about? But what I'm trying to say is I would have liked to have seen Odell stay. I would like to see Saquon stay. But I'm sure if the Giants' insistence on, we're a build from the ground up team. You know, we don't need all these special players. It's like, okay, maybe have a couple. I don't know. And that was the other thing when Odell got traded. It was like, oh yeah, we're going to use these picks. We're going to build up the offensive and the defensive line, and we're going to be a run first team, and we're going to win more, and that's going to be good. It won't be as exciting, but we are going to win more, so it's going to be okay. And then that didn't happen. So that is my main concern with this. But yeah, hopefully Saquon stays, because I don't want to see him in another uniform. What's your next one that's going to make me more sad?
So this is the last. Well, this is the last. It might make you more sad, to be honest. But So it's someone going to the Cowboys. We talked about it in the last episode, I think, on the preview. I sort of lost track of when we spoke about things, which is hard. But the Cowboys' offense has just never quite been the same since Amari Cooper left, I don't think. CeeDee Lamb is good, but I think he's great. I think CeeDee Lamb is fantastic, but I feel like he needs someone else there. I'm not sure he's necessarily as dominant as some of these other wide receivers we've seen over the years. But to me, they're a team that, like you said, it likes to make a splash. They like a big name. There's a big name wide receiver out there sitting in Las Vegas who seemingly wants out of Vegas. Would make a massive, massive difference to this Cowboys team. You know, Devontae Adams on this Cowboys team, all of a sudden, they're, to me, they are very much in the conversation in that NFC. It's a weak conference. For me, the time is now to just go all in. They're not that far away. They're the third or fourth best team in that conference, even with some up and down form this year. You know, do what the Rams did. Go out, just go all in, really go for it, and, you know, try and get a ring. And even if it sets you back a little bit, I think it's a sort of move. I'm not sure it's necessarily Adams, but, you know, maybe it is Hopkins, I spoke about to the Chiefs. Someone like him on that Cowboys team would be so big for Dak. And I think it would really make them a real contender. And they're the sort of moves that I think these teams need to be making these last few days, the ones that really push them up a level if they can. And I think Adams is out there. I think he would be available. I feel like he would, like, you know, I think he would cause a fuss to get that, to get a trade through. And yeah, I think he wants out of Vegas if he can. And I think the Cowboys would be a very good landing spot for him if you're not a fan of the Eagles, Commanders or Giants.
Well, yeah, I mean, that definitely would be must. It's one of those, so we've seen Jerry Jeudy mentioned as well. It's one of those, Devontae Adams would be massive, right? He's still absolutely one of the best in the league. And I think we don't see it a lot, but it's one of those where, you know, if you really want to win, why aren't you going out and getting the best receiving game?
Well, and I don't think him and Jeudy would be very much, like, very different in costs. You know, you're going to have to pay Jeudy if you trade for him. You're going to have to give him a big contract. The trade, like, compensation is probably going to be similar. I would go in there. Go and get him.
And yeah, and that's the thing, is like Adams as well is just like, we've so he's levels above Jeudy. Like, like you say, I think the difference in talent is considerably bigger than the difference in how much you're gonna have to pay for them.
Yeah, exactly. You might have to give up a first for Adams, but I think it's more than worth it. If you're giving up a first for Adams, it's because you think you're probably picking in the back end of that first round. You know, you're probably giving up a pick in the 20s, which isn't end of the world, is it? I think you'd do that on draft night if you could do it. So why wouldn't you do it now?
Yeah, it absolutely does make sense. And you're right, that would upset me, because it's one of those, you don't want to see the Cowboys getting anywhere near competitive. I mean, that's the thing. At the moment, it's quite safe for the Cowboys, because you think, oh yeah, they're just going to be a useless, you know, whoever wins the NFC South. And then they're going to get knocked out by one of the good teams. But if they start making moves like this, then it might get a bit sort of nervy. Who's your next one?
Well, it might be a good time to do Ross's ones quickly, because my last two are very much on the wacky end of trades. So we'll go with Ross's. He's got a couple of sort of... Well, he's got three. We've already spoken about his Derek Henry one.
Jerry Jeudy.
He's got Jerry Jeudy to Dallas as well, for third and fourth round pick. You know, if that's the compensation, then just, to me, give up the first and get Adams personally. But, you know, you're going to be giving Jeudy a fairly big contract if you're signing him, so just pay the Adams contract, I think. But, you know, it would make sense. There's a lot of talk about it, isn't there? But, yeah, I'm not sure about Jeudy to Dallas personally. I'm not sure Judy's the one that makes that much of a difference to them. They've got Jeudy type players in, you know, like Gallup and Cooks and stuff that are good, but not necessarily great. But yeah, it could definitely happen.
It would be quite interesting to see Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb sort of reunited from that draft class, where it was all, I mean, everyone, it seemed sort of unanimous that Jeudy was the better player there. And now CeeDee Lamb is the established number one, and Judy's fighting for a place, you know, to try and get himself off that team. But yes, and then the other one that Russ mentioned, it's Chase Young to Seattle for a third and a fifth. So basically what he's saying is Frank Clark's not the answer, and Seattle could still be in the hunt for a difference maker on the D-line. Obviously, Ross is a Seahawks fan. And you know what? I quite like that for the Seahawks. I think Chase Young, obviously he's had a few injuries over the last years, but I think he's still a decent player, and I do think the Commanders are going to regret not giving him that fifth-year option. What do you make of it, Dave?
Yeah, I think Young's been really good this year, but all the talk is that they haven't opened any discussions about a contract. Doesn't seem like they're going to. So it very much makes sense if he's someone that moves on, because he's been playing great, and he is the sort of player that could make a difference. We've seen it a few times with these sort of defenders that have moved and really made a difference on a Super Bowl run. And he does feel like that sort of level of player. And if that's the sort of compensation you're giving up, a third and a fifth, I know that you're likely going to be paying him as well. And that's sort of what you're trading. You're trading to be able to pay him that contract, aren't you? But to me, that doesn't seem a great deal. You know, what, like, you're looking for a Chase Young level player, and maybe he hasn't quite lived up to what his sort of draft stock was, but he is, I think, especially this last season, he's really developed a lot, and I think he is a difference maker. Seattle are definitely a team that I think could be in the running for him, but I think if he is going to be on the move, I think we'll see a lot of teams potentially trading for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's still a good player, and maybe he's not number two overall good, but he'll definitely contribute to a good team. Okay, let's go for the. Let's travel into Pandora's box. Let's see what's going on.
Right, so I did say they got a bit wacky these last two. But I don't think this one's like absolutely mental. It's never going to happen. But I think it'd be quite fun. We've done a lot of talk about Brock Purdy, what he is the last few weeks. I did think about Mac Jones for Brock Purdy straight up, just so we could settle the debate. But I decided not to go with that one. But we've got a quarterback out in the league who Shanahan has always loved. His contract is up this year. I think I spoke about on the recap podcast that potentially we could see this quarterback move into the 49ers. It's Kirk Cousins to the 49ers for the rest of the season. Don't know what the trade compensation would have to be for this to actually go through. You know, there's talk that Kirk could be traded to the Jets, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I think the 49ers don't need a hero at quarterback, do they? They just need someone who can get it done. I think Kirk is definitely that. To me, he's definitely a level up from Purdy. I think he can do similar things to what Purdy does. I think, you know, when it's good, he can just run that offense. I don't think he's the sort of quarterback that will just do what Shanahan wants him to do. But the difference is, like we've seen the last couple of weeks, when it isn't quite there for Purdy, he hasn't been able to raise his level or raise the team's level. And I think Kirk Cousins can potentially do that. I think Cousins will be able to sort of lead that team to a few more victories than Purdy will. Purdy's great if it's there for him. I'm not saying Cousins is like miles and miles ahead of him, but I think he is another level, maybe two above what Purdy is right now. And this would be a very, very fun one, I think, for the 49ers fans, because I think this would, if they're not favourites already, I think it would make them favourites. But it's never going to happen. But yeah, this would be a fun one for me. When I was thinking about it, I thought I'd just go for a wild one. And I think Kirk Cousins to the 49ers in week 8 or whatever is quite a wild, I think, counts as well for sure.
I mean, you say it's wild. Definitely some logic to it. Obviously, it would be quite a big surprise to see a starting quarterback get traded. I can't even think of the last time that happened during the season. I mean, obviously, we saw Rodgers in the offseason.
Maybe Sam Bradford a few years ago, but he was sort of the starter, sort of a backup. There was a bit of a... kind of think who that was against that year, but, you know, it wasn't crazy. That he was traded. It was crazy at the time, but looking back, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, it would be very exciting to see. I think Kirk Cousins is very much at the top range of that sort of middle quarterback who will read the game. I think he is definitely a better athlete than Brock Purdy. And I think the arm is stronger. He's obviously got a few more years on him, so maybe the experience is there. I think Shanahan seems to like that, and if it's enough of an upgrade, I think it is worth making that move.
That win against the 49ers might have made given it like no chance, though. That's the problem, you know. The Vikings might be too good a position now. No, you know, the Vikings you know, if they were dead, there was more chance they'd move him on, I think. But
I mean, that's an interesting one. Especially with Jefferson out, maybe they do cut their losses.
I think everyone knows he's moving on, isn't it? That's the thing. That was when I was thinking about it, and Kirk Cousins, you know, potentially a big quarterback that can move, he's the only one that made any sense to me, because I think everyone knows that Kirk Cousins isn't going to be a Viking next year. So, you know, if the team isn't going to the playoffs, then move on now. Because, you know, yeah, get something back for him now rather than later.
That's the thing as well, isn't it? Is that you've got to... I mean, maybe the only thing that stops this is the cap space would be the thing. Yeah, it's like you're taking on... Because there's no way the Vikings can keep up. Like, because if the Vikings renew his contract, you've got to give him something similar to what he's currently on. And no one wants to do that. So it's like, you know, Kirk Cousins is a decent quarterback, but you're not spending that much on him. Like, you can't justify it. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those things we all, you know, looked at the Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo and we're like, oh, what if they had a talented quarterback? And then they went and got Trey Lance and decided they didn't want him anymore. Yeah. So it's maybe Kirk Cousins is just about talented enough without being too talented that the Niners want to get rid of him.
I should make it clear that I paid absolutely no consideration to any sort of cap space during any of these trades. It was just for more fun because, you know, there's going to be people out there that are actually doing proper, more likely trades. I thought, you know, do some that are actually a bit more interesting, if I'm realistic.
I mean, it'd absolutely be a lot of fun. I think that might be the only thing stopping it, but it's just, yeah, I'd absolutely love to see it. What have you got for your last pick?
Have you got any more before I go for this one that's definitely not going
to
happen?
But... I mean... The only sort of fun one I would want to see was Odell back to the Giants, but I think that's a bit too emotional for
Well, especially when he's sort of catching a few passes now, isn't he? He sort of had an all right game last week and stuff.
But that's the thing. There's absolutely zero logic to it.
But, yeah, just be nice. Maybe Tom Brady can come out of retirement then if that's going to happen. Yeah. Can we just Brady back to the Patriots just for one last little run and then he can retire again?
Yeah, emotionally, it would just make me feel whole, I think. And that's all I want.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So that was all the only other sort of weird one I had. And I believe you've got one that's a little bit more outside the box.
Yeah, definitely. And as I say, not going to happen, but I think it'd be quite an interesting one for the rest of the season and going forward. But we've spoken about the Chargers a lot. Brandon Staley just not getting it done. He's not going to be the head coach next year, I don't think. You know, they've got a talented roster there. They've got a lot of potential. What they need is a real winner. And why not go and get the coach that potentially is the greatest winner of all time in a couple of seasons if you get him, in Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick to the Chargers. They sack Staley. I don't even think it would take that much. I genuinely don't think if Bill Belichick does get traded, I think it's very realistic in the offseason, not so much now. I think a team is only going to give up like a second or a third. You know, he's too old now to be like for this first round pick, I think. I don't think you're going to get that. You know, his stock's fallen a little bit the last few years, but I still think he is an incredible coach. I just think he's not an incredible GM, but you know, if you've got an impressive roster like the Chargers have, I think someone like Bill Belichick could come in and really make that team a winner. You know, that feels like what they're lacking. Just they don't know how to win, and go out and get Belichick, and that will make the difference there. But I think this, I genuinely think this isn't absolutely impossible with the offseason, but obviously it is now. But it'd be very fun if the Chargers went out, paid the Patriots a second round pick, get Belichick in for the rest of the year, make a run at it. The Patriots get a clean start. They promote Mayo, move on from Mac Jones. Everyone's happy, including me, that Mac Jones is no longer the starter in New England. And this was basically all just a way of getting Mac Jones out, really, it seems. But yeah, Bill Belichick to the Chargers, you know, who says no, really? Everyone wants that.
Well, I mean, it does make sense. Like you say, who says no? I think the Chargers would be happy with that. I think the Patriots would be sort of looking to move on, and I think, but the only thing is, if Belichick, I mean you mentioned a few times, I think he would still want to be the GM, so you'd imagine the Chargers would have to offer him that, and then all of a sudden JC Jackson's on his way back to the Chargers and yeah. It's just bring him along with him.
So it's never going to happen, but you know, again, I think there is some logic to it. It wasn't like it was just a complete one. Imagine Bill Belichick got traded in week 8 of the season, though. That'd be that'd be absolutely bizarre. But it'd be a lot of fun, I think. And you know, what what better way to shake things up than trade Bill Belichick to the 2-4 Los Angeles Chargers?
There are some strings of logic to it. Like, obviously, you know, Kraft has mentioned that he wants to be making the playoffs this season. If that doesn't happen, then, you know, I guess Belichick's kind of got to move on. The only thing is that you'd be surprised if they did it in the middle of the season. Yeah. And in theory, it's like, well, okay, do it now rather than later. But, you know, I don't think any team wants to sort of go through the complete rebuilding phase halfway through their season. And especially with the Chargers, I know they're 2-4, but you'd imagine they probably still think they can make the playoffs. And so maybe it's just a bit too early for them to tear everything up.
Yeah, they think they can make the playoffs. They go and get the coach that can get them there. That's why this makes sense, you know.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree that Belichick, you know, would be a massive upgrade on Brandon Staley. But yeah,
it makes it much more likely for Belichick to get that record as well. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, I think him moving on is almost definitely going to happen this offseason. I just don't see too many scenarios where it doesn't. So Chargers would make a lot of sense.
Because even if you get sacked, someone's going to take him. Like, no one's going to go. Like, there is absolutely going to be a team that wants Bill Belichick. Of course there is.
He feels like a bear, you know, like to me. He feels like the Chicago could be the sort of team that would try and make that move, I think. I don't know. But I think there'll be a few teams out there. If Belichick is going to be moving on, there'll definitely be plenty of teams out there that will want him.
Well, I mean, that's maybe the only unrealistic thing is the location. Belichick, he does sort of feel like a hard-nosed East Coast kind of guy.
He's not very LA, is he?
Well, that's the thing. He's like, obviously, won that Super Bowl with the Giants as a defensive coordinator. But yes, so that's the thing. It would be quite interesting to see him go and live it up in LA. But it would be fascinating to see. And yeah, the only thing is, obviously, you know, the Chargers, I feel like they're just not going to risk a completely new head coach and system halfway through a season, would be my only.
Well, you know, no one's ever done it before, I don't think. Especially like this anyway.
So it's be an innovator, the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. Change the game. And this would certainly do it.
And then everyone will be doing it. It would just be head coaches back and forth all season. Amazing. So that just about wraps up all of our trade deadline speculation. Thanks very much for listening. Dave, any parting words for us?
I know, it'll be sad to see Belichick go, but, you know, all good things have to come to an end. So good luck in LA.
Yeah, I would say the same about Saquon, but... I mean, you know, it's been fun to watch him, but as a Giants fan, these past few seasons haven't been under the bracket of all good things. So yeah, it's I'd just like to see some good players play for the Giants, and that's all I really want. I mean, because this given up any hope of winning, that's just fun. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Maybe the Giants could trade their offensive line coach for a packet of crisps or something. Just get him out of the building. But yeah, that would be quite nice to see. Make sure to follow us at @first10_. And please do listen again next week for our week preview. Thank you.